Yeah, yeah, it's Rock Radio. We reloaded. First off, I gotta send a big rest in peace to Michael Jackson. Forever king. You forever be the real king of music, baby. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't gonna talk much. We reloaded. Let's get right into it. Rock Radio.
Thank you.
it's Rock Radio. Playing some of that vintage classic Michael Jackson, baby. You know what I'm saying? I still can't believe he's gone. I got the official co-host in the building, S Dot. What's good, baby?
What's up?
Ain't nothing, man. Like, I can't even believe, you know, this is real. Like, you know, we losing the king. King of music.
You know, it was crazy. Like, I found out on Twitter maybe 30 minutes before it was actually announced on CNN. And I called my mom, like, oh my God, Michael Jackson is dead. She's like, what do you mean? I said, Mom, it's on Twitter. And then 30 minutes later, she calls me like, it's on CNN. That's insane.
That's crazy. Yeah, they finding out. I was on a plane and people was getting text messages saying he died. And when I got off, you know, I saw the CNN clippings on the news. It was just crazy, man. But what's even crazier is how at the end of the day, me and you end up in the studio with Game.
Shout out to Game.
Shout out to Game. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chris Brown. Everybody who was on that tribute. But, you know, we end up in Westlake Studios, which is where Mike recorded Thriller and Off the Wall. So that was surreal right there. You know what I mean? Like,
it's going to be something that we're going to remember. Like, you're always going to talk about, where were you when Michael Jackson died? Like, it's going to be a topic of conversation.
Yep.
But, Mo, what's your favorite Michael Jackson album?
Favorite Michael Jackson album? I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to go with Thriller, because, you know, that's when it just...
You had the Members Only jacket?
Oh, I had a jacket that was kind of tight, and I've tried to play it off like a Mike Jackson jacket. So, yep, I had that. I had definitely had the glove.
Shout out to the people at the BET Awards parties that had gloves on.
Yeah, well, that was kind of ridiculous, though.
It was. It was a little OD. Like, I understand paying homage, but... Some people with the glove and the hair and jacket.
Nah, my biggest concern was Joe Jackson. You know, I wasn't really feeling son for plugging his record label and all that. And your son just died. You know, he's supposed to mean more to you than that.
But you know what? There's a reason that Janet and Michael both fired him as their managers. Like, he had been, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean... I feel like, you know, after all this time and now that Mike passed, this was his time to come out and I guess shine. But it was just not the time to really do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Timing is everything. And Joe Jackson, that was not the right time.
Yeah, we got to give you a thumbs down, homie. We got to give you a thumbs down.
All right, so I had a great time. Let's go ahead and wrap the show up. No better way to end it than Black Wall Street's Own The Game, featuring Chris Brown, Polo the Don, Diddy, Mario Winans, Boyz II Men. It's called Better on the Other Side, and this is one of my favorites, so let's go. Rock Radio.
Remember the first time I seen you moonwalk? I believed I could do anything. You made the world dance. You made the music come to life.
It's the type of song make the angels cry.
Mike Jack.
Look up in the sky and I wonder why.
Why?
Why you had to go, go. I know it's better on the other side.
For the grace.
You were chosen from the start. We're never gonna let you go.
God chose.
Michael Jackson, you're Michael Jackson, I'm Michael Jackson, we all Michael Jackson. I guess what I'm asking is everybody bow their head for a legend. Don't breathe for a second, now let the air out. Grab a hand of somebody you care about so you can hear my message, my confession. Somebody tell Usher I seen a moonwalk. I guess the young Thriller touched him like he touched me, like he touched you. So carrying his legacy, something I must do. And I trust you, lighting candles, concrete visuals. Me and my brothers was the Jackson 5 in our living room. First thing I did when I heard was called Puff, cause him and Mike try to stop the beat between us. Who is us, me and 50? That beef is dead, and the young Mike Jackson gon' take us to the ledge.
Look up in the sky and I wonder why. Why you had to go, go. I know it's better on the other side. You were chosen from the start. You're never gonna let you go.
pouring out this liquor, candle starts to flicker. Windless my Air Ones, MJ was my nigga. Not the one that played ball, the one with the Hollywood star. And since I'm a Hollywood star, I'ma tell you my story. Never had a family that close, never seen Berry Gordy walking through Interscope. But just like me, they always had Mike Interscope. No matter what you say, I'ma love him and he's still dope. Let me take you back to 85 when I was in a zone, dancing for my mama, Thriller jacket with the zippers on. Now I'm doing 90, about to crash in his Aston, listening to Outkast. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Anything I could ever do to better you, your son was our king, so we gon' credit you. I'm writing this letter to all of the Jackson kids. We all Jackson kids, time to let us through.
Say what they want to say about you, but we're gonna remember the miracles that you showed us through your music, through your dance, through your philanthropy. You were the one that made us all realize that we are the world. You were the one that showed us we can moonwalk. You gave us the beat, you gave us the rhythm, you gave us the soul. To us, your legacy lives on. We can't stop now. We won't stop now. Mike Jackson.